Welcome to season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. We are growing and we are excited, and we want to thank you, our listeners, and we ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith-leading businesses more than ever right now, and we are upping our game this coming year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, and creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. And today, I am super excited to introduce somebody that I am blessed to be able to call my friend, Amanda Wise. I actually met her because our husbands were playing on the same church softball team, and through conversation and getting to know her a little better, I was just really impressed at her drive and her creativity. Amanda's romance for photography began with the disposable camera and flourished when she had her twins, Harper and Hudson. She's been capturing moments and memories since 2012, and she is forever grateful for her amazing clientele. She takes pictures for family, children, senior, maternity, newborn, wedding, engagement, birthdays, brand photography, headshots, and special events. She's based out of the DFW area, and a majority of the photos that you see of me on our social media and website are credit to Amanda, and I am forever grateful for her talents. So Amanda, welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me. I am super excited to be here today.
Absolutely. So let's just kind of dive in and start having our conversation here. How did you start your current photography business?
Well, like you said, you know, back in the day with the disposable cameras, I just was so intrigued and they were so fun and everything. And in college, I wish I would have done some more photography classes and stuff like that, but I didn't. I actually got my elementary education degree, but with graduation, I told my husband, I said, you know, I think I want a camera for graduation and I want to start doing pictures and just kind of capturing moments. I had lost my dad before graduation from college, and you look back at pictures and stuff and you think, you know, like these pictures, they mean a lot and they bring back a lot of memories and stuff like that. So I wanted to be able to capture that for people who didn't know anything about photography, who didn't know how to take a good picture that was going to last long and, you know, be something that they were proud to hang up on the wall or share with people. So I just kind of started from there, and word of mouth spread and started taking pictures for friends, and it just has flourished.
I love that. And, you know, one of the things that you said when we were talking, you lost your dad in 2012, but you also lost your mom in 2014. And I love that you said that taking pictures wasn't just a hobby for you. Mm-hmm. And it was a way to capture a moment in time. And I think that's such a beautiful way to say that. And one of the things that I've loved learning about through the interviews that I get to do with so many business owners is how God pulled each of us into our business. And I just think it's really neat how he used even grief and sadness to plant this passion in you. Mm-hmm. And then he gave you the eye and the creativity and the talent to do it so well, you know? So it's just always a testament as to how he uses each area of our life for the good of another area there.
Yes. My husband, I told him, I said, you know, I have this degree that I'm paying student loans back for, but I don't necessarily use it for what I want to do in life. Like, I want to do this photography and have my own business and make these memories for people and not what I went to school for. But you know, he works in ways like that. So it's funny.
I think there's probably a lot of people listening to this who are not actually using the degree that they went to college for at this moment. Uh-huh. But you do homeschool your sweet kiddos. And so you definitely are using some of that degree there, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
How have you seen God show up in your journey through owning this business?
After we had the twins and everything, my husband, he had gotten laid off, and I wasn't focused on anything but taking care of two tiny humans at the time. And so when we had moved back up to the Mansfield area after having them, we needed me to go back to work to teaching and stuff financially. And I just wasn't ready to leave my babies. I wanted to be at home with them. So I went back. They were about 18 months and I went back to teaching. And that year of teaching, I had had some clients and stuff throughout the year. And, you know, I started realizing, hey, you know, I'm making decent money with taking pictures. And here I am working full time and paying full time daycare. I think we could make this work if I just focused on photography instead of teaching. So I was able to quit at the end of that year and stay home with them. And I was making more money than teaching and not having to pay for daycare. I was able to be home with them and set my own schedule. And, you know, I mean, God just knew, like, that's where my heart was to be home with them and to still be able to provide for my family as well. And he made a way for that to happen. I have been just forever blessed and grateful for that. And there's also been, my husband's been in the oil field industry with different positions and stuff. And he has been laid off a couple of different times. And during those times that he's been laid off, those have been some of my busiest times. Like, I've had the most sessions during that time where he was looking for a job. And it wasn't necessarily me going out and promoting and trying to find more jobs. God just provided. And he was there. God showed up and we were taken care of. He's always provided. And it's been awesome to see that in those times, how he has blessed my business for my family.
Yeah. I know a little bit about your journey, and you and your family are such a testament of God's faithfulness and provision. But I also think that you and your faithfulness is also such a testament to us. And I know that it's not easy. Nothing about it is easy. Nothing about life.
Right.
But God is so faithful. And, you know, one of our main objectives with the Faithful Entrepreneur community, one of the main reasons that I even developed this community, was because I needed to so intentionally rest in God's provision and faithfulness, even when I didn't know how ends were going to be met. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like other believers who were in the same boat had to have some of those same worries and concerns, and, you know, how we needed each other. We needed each other to encourage each other and to remind each other of God's faithfulness and provision. And so I always love to hear stories of God's faithfulness in other people's lives, especially when it has to do with their business, because I just think that it is all the more encouraging to us as we all walk our own journeys of trying to build our businesses and take care of our families.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what you actually do with photography. Now, you have taken my pictures before, and you know, even though you're probably not going to tell me this right now, but you know that I'm super awkward and uncomfortable in front of the camera, but you made them look so natural, and you made them look usable, and you made me feel so comfortable during that time. But can you give us any tips, especially for those of us who may be a little uncomfortable in front of the camera? How can we prepare if we know we need to get some photos taken? How can we prepare for a shoot?
I would say the mass majority of the pictures I have taken have been people that I have known, have met a few times before taking their pictures. There have been quite a few that I meet them the day that I show up to take their pictures. And I feel like I've been blessed with a kind of an outgoing personality where I feel like when I was a kid, I used to be super shy and everything. And as an adult, I'm not that shy anymore. And so just being able to talk with the people who if I'm taking their pictures, they also might be shy or something. I like that when the clients will reach out ahead of time, they ask like, hey, what should I wear? You know, I don't know how many times I feel like I'm a
fashionista,
you know, they're like, what do we wear? What looks good together? And so I always will recommend to my clients, you know, I say Pinterest is a great place to start, as far as if you can just type in family photo shoot outfits, and it gives you thousands of ideas and stuff. So what I do I will get on there and I will send them some sample pictures of what they could to wear and what not to wear. As far as we had, I had this happen a couple of times where clients wore like teeny tiny little stripes on their shirt or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it does something really funky when you print those pictures. And mm-hmm. so you live and learn. And I've recommended what to wear, what not to wear, stuff like that. And they'll ask all sorts of questions. And I love when they do that, when they ask, where are we going to be? You know, and I always see if they have a spot where they like to take pictures at, where they feel comfortable. And most of the time, if they do, I can usually make it work. It's funny. My husband says he's been with me a few times as an assistant to help with pictures. And he's amazed at what it actually looks like when we're taking the picture and then what it looks like when the picture is presented and done. I can usually make any spots work that clients want, but I also have a lot of options that I give them to where they feel comfortable taking pictures at and stuff. So,
yeah, that's good. You know, I don't know that I would have thought to reach out to the photographer, especially if I didn't have a relationship mm-hmm. with them. So that's a good piece of advice there. And then, I mean, where would we be without Pinterest?
Right. Yeah, I know.
Those of us who don't have a creative brain when it comes to this kind of stuff, we mm-hmm. would be lost, forever lost. Okay, that's good. Well, we're taking pictures next week, so hopefully we'll be ready.
Yes.
Okay, what are some tangible business tips that you could provide with our listeners?
Something I heard a few years back, and it really kind of stuck with me, was to never sell yourself short. You're worth it. And whenever you see that and realize it, then, you know, others will too. As I've grown, I realized that, you know, my job, that I don't have to take every single job that comes in, because that's time away from my family, and my family and God, you know, they come first. And so if I'm out there trying to get just nickels and dimes on something that where I'm selling myself short for, then it's taking time away that I could be spending with my family and stuff. And so as I've grown, and, you know, starting out a business, you can't just start out at the highest point. You know, you do have to prove yourself and earn that status. But when you get to that point, you know, of, I think I have quality work, I feel like I could charge a little more for this, that, you know, that's comparative to other competitors out there and stuff. And just to know that you're worth it. You know, mm-hmm. other people tell you that you're worth it, but sometimes you may not feel that or see that, but just know that you are. And when you believe that and you see that, because God sees that in you, and when you see that in yourself, then it definitely shows in your work.
I think that's really good. And that is definitely a growth area for me, is changing my mindset from almost like an apologetic mindset, like, I'm sorry I'm bothering you on this, to like, well, your life is going to be better when you have this, you know? And, right. and like you said, I just upped my prices for my consulting work mm-hmm. with schools. And everybody that I've told that I've upped my prices are like, it's about time. We're waiting for you to do that. You know, like, you're way on the low end. And I was like, oh, and I was so worried about it, you know?
Right.
And so I think that those are great words. I think it was Michael Hyatt who says that every yes is a no to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is great advice, you know, and you thinking, I don't have to take this job because this takes away from here, and it's not going to, you know, it's not in alignment with what I'm trying to do here mm-hmm. is really important. And as business owners, especially those of us that are either on our own or have a super small team, we can't do it all. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be able to prioritize. So I think that's great advice.
I feel like another thing that when you get to, you know, a point where you're not having to take in all of the little things that you know, just to bring in a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there, and you're able to actually be able to bless people with a free session or, you know, a free product or something, when you aren't having to worry about having to take every single little thing. for instance, there's the Lubbock Children's Home in Lubbock. I do pictures for them every year. And I guess this will be the fourth year that I've done it. And when they asked me to do it, I was going to do it for free. Actually, I was going to, you know, I said, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do it. And they end up paying me a very small amount just as, you know, basically for travel costs and stuff. But it's something that you can't really put a price on it for me. Like with the amount of hours I'm putting in and the pictures I'm taking, it would be a high cost, but it's to me, I mean, I would have done it, you know, for free just because of how rewarding it is. And being able to do that is more of a blessing than money would be. So when you can do that, it feels good for yourself and your company.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. And when we steward our business, I mean, we know that we want our business to have a big impact, but serving and generosity is absolutely a part of that. And we talk a lot about running your business through biblical integrity and knowing, you know, it's okay to charge. It's good to charge. It's good to work. And it's also good to give. And you're right. I love the way that you said that when you're not saying yes to everything, then that does free up time to be generous and to give of your time there too. Well, tell especially those listeners who are local in the DFW area or in the surrounding areas, how we can get in touch with you.
Yes. So I am on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Both of them are Wise Design Photography, with my last name being Wise. And I also have a website, wisedesignphotography.com. And I believe on all three platforms, I have my phone number and my email where they can reach out, and also, you know, messages on Instagram or Facebook. So yeah, all sorts of different little avenues to reach me.
Yes, I love it. And we will have all of those links in the show notes and also on the social media posts when this episode goes live. And you can always check out her work on our Instagram and social media accounts too, because like I said, I give Amanda credit for most of the pictures that we post there. So Amanda, thank you so much for being here with us today and for sharing your wisdom and a little bit of your journey. It was so great to talk to you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it and I've enjoyed it for sure.
Okay, so I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And our website is live too, so you can check that out at jenkleiber.com as well. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download, and we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.